Anything about Chris Cook?
Yeah.
I mean, did you obviously play with him?
I didn't play with him. You know, he's a UVA alumni as well. You know, so I've seen him a little bit on highlights, and I've met him a few times.
Talked to him at all?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, we try to keep in touch, you know, with the UVA alumni and try to bridge that gap as well.
Okay. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate it.
No problem.
What are your expectations here? I mean, this weekend and then going forward?
My expectations is come out here, have a great time, learn, get better, and try to help the team get better.
What was draft weekend like for you? I mean, a lot of waiting around, just wondering if the call's going to come.
Yeah, you know, I just waiting around to get an opportunity, you know, continue to play the game that I love. So for me, it was just all about getting an opportunity, whether it was getting drafted or free agency. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to continue to move forward.
Did you have expectations, like, late in the draft that you'd be taken there?
You know, I wasn't really sure. You know, always, you know, hope that you get your name called, but I try to, you know, prepare for the worst, hope for the best, and, you know, I'm here with the opportunity. I'm going to try to take advantage of it.
Who do you feel like you kind of stacked up with in the draft, like similar safeties or anything like that?
There are a lot of different guys in, you know, draft. Some, you know, more box guys and more free safeties. And, you know, I think teams, you know, just go with what best fits their team. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to, you know, getting out here on the field and performing.
What attracted you to Minnesota then? I mean, you probably had other opportunities, right?
Yeah, you know, it was a great coaching staff. You know, I visited. The visit went really well. Coach Zimmer's, you know, great guy. Really coaches guys up. Felt like I fit well as far as schemes. And that pretty much factored into, you know, making a decision.
What'd they all do on the visit here with you?
You know, we got to know each other a little bit. You know, talk football, watch a little bit of film.
Were there any private workouts or anything that they put you through before?
No.
No? Okay, so you had no idea that, I mean, beyond the visit, you had no idea that Vikings were interested, or you had a pretty good sense of that?
I had a pretty good sense.
From what?
You know, I just got invited in at the combine and then got called in on a second visit. So I figured there must be a little bit of something there, you know, curiosity. So I'm just glad they gave me opportunity.
What other teams, you know, did you get calls from after the draft?
I think I'll just, you know, just keep that to myself. A few teams called, but I feel like, you know, I made the right decision in coming here and, you know, and just looking forward to the opportunity of playing the game.
Did you look at the fact that they really don't have a surefire starter opposite Harrison Smith, that was one of the, you know, one of the chances for you to come in and compete?
Yeah, you know, you always try to look for an opportunity, you know, where you can come in and be a contributor to the team. And I feel like I can do that here, and I'm just looking forward to doing it.
What do you think you're best at as a safety?
I would say communicating, getting guys lined up, being able to recognize, you know, what the things that we went over in practice in the film room, and being able to execute whatever the defensive coordinator and special team coach asks of me.
From what you know on this defense, how do things translate from Virginia to here?
At Virginia, you know, it was a pretty sophisticated defense as well. There's some carryover as far as concept. The terminology is a little bit different, but I think I'm handling it well so far, and I'm just looking to keep, you know, taking strides.
Anthony's a three-year starter at Virginia. Do you feel like getting all the snaps you did at a high level in college that you're, you know, more able to make the jump to the NFL?
Yeah, you know, I think I've played a lot of football at a high-quality level, and I think it'll help me a bit here, you know, just getting mental reps and the transitioning as well. As far as preparation, it'll help me in the long run.
How much responsibility did you have at Virginia? Were you kind of a defensive leader? Were you getting guys aligned?
At Virginia, I worked well with the Mike linebacker, making all the calls, making checks, and pretty much, you know, running the defense for the defensive coordinator.
Tell us what kind of player you are. I mean, strictly safety? Do you have some quarterback flexibility?
I don't know. I think that's the coach's job, you know, to, you know, evaluate the players and be able to, you know, put them in positions where they can help the team. I like to think I have some versatility to me where I can add on in different areas. So that's something that we'll have to check out in the future.
Sideline guy, just, you know, if you were writing a scouting report on you, how would you write it?
I would just probably say, you know, overall well-rounded player, athletically and mentally as well.
Who'd you look up to growing up playing the game?
Growing up, I watched Ed Reed a lot for the Ravens.
What'd you take away from his game?
He had a high football IQ, very athletic, rangy guy, made a lot of plays on the ball, whether it was interceptions or forced fumbles. And he was pretty much always in the right position.